I'm Chevy, and today on The Daily Shed, we discuss Origins Game Fair. Hello, friends. It's Thursday. Welcome to The Shed. Look, our white balance woes are over. Picked up some new bulbs. These are a little softer than my spotlight. So these are like 5K, which is sunlight-ish, and this is 65K. So it's the bright sunlight. So, but the color temperature is close enough that I don't have some weird, I don't look sick while the wall looks normal. I was able to, so fixed. I hope, because tomorrow closes out episode 60, and that is the first season, I'm calling it, of The Daily Shed. I'm not calling it seasons, actually. I'm going to use a different name, which I'll tell you about tomorrow, because I actually did a bunch of research. So tomorrow is the end of 3 months. This is a huge thing for me to have actually stuck doing something for 3 months. That's, as somebody who suffers some pretty bad depression, that is remarkable. And part of the reason is that this show has been so rewarding for me mentally. And you guys have helped because you communicate with me. So that's awesome. But that's not what today's show is about. Today is Gaming Thursday, and I wanted to talk to you about conventions. Not a game, not a mobile game, just going to conventions or trade shows, conferences, whatever you want to call them. Here in America, we call them conventions or trade shows, depending. A trade show typically means that it's only open to members of that trade, so the general public can't get in. For most game shows, board game specific shows, it's open to the general public, and it's more of a pitch and sell to the public type of show. There are a few industry only shows. Those are typically distributor shows, but there is one that's held by the Game Association of Manufacturers of America, GAMA, and that is held in Las Vegas every year. Never been. There's also the New York Toy and Fair Show and Chicago Toy that does do board gaming because they fit into the toy segment, and that's when huge buyers like Walmart and Target go to look at new products. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about consumer-level shows, and in particular, one show coming up next week is Origins Game Fair. Origins Game Fair is held in Columbus, Ohio. It's been held there, I don't know when it started. I've been going since 95, I think, or 96, somewhere around there. And it's one of my favorites because it's small. It used to be roughly the same size as Gen Con, which is the largest game, tabletop-specific game show in the U.S. Arguably the world, but Origins used to be roughly the same size, but it's not anymore. Let's put it that way. So it's my favorite because it is extremely laid back. The traffic there, foot traffic, is there really isn't much. So you have a chance to sit down with publishers and play their products and talk to them and get to know them as people, not just names on a box. You have an opportunity to meet game designers. You have an opportunity to meet new gamers that you've never played games with and hang out and play games. And it's just a blast. And this year I have to go. Last year I went, I worked for 2 days demoing all of Portal's products. This year, there's a booth and staff and new releases and all that stuff. So it's a little different show when you can't just go and take it in and spend 4 or 5 days playing games with your friends. But it's still awesome. And game shows, behind the scenes, a lot of times the fans don't really know what goes into making that show happen. For instance, at Gen Con, you show up a couple days before the start of the show. Hopefully, all of your stuff has arrived, cleared customs, has been shipped, and is sitting at your booth. If it's not, you have this whole nightmare to go through trying to figure out where your shipments are. Are you going to get them on time? If you don't get them on time, how are you going to get them into the show? Because you can't just go out to the docks and grab whatever you want. Those doors are closed for air conditioning and all this other stuff. They can do it overnight, blah, blah, blah. Then you have like a day and a half to set your booth up. You're in this gigantic hall full of cardboard and wood and people screaming. There's no air conditioning. You're sweating like crazy, opening boxes, trying to get everything set up so that on opening day, your booth is presentable. You have to clean so that they can vacuum everything. It's actually a really big ordeal. And a lot of people don't think about it. But next week, it's a little laid back, hopefully. I just got confirmation today that all of our games have arrived in Columbus, so they're on the floor. We have furniture, all the furniture required for the show. Some people are coming over from Poland, so it should be a good time. And if you're in and around the Columbus area, I invite you to come check it out. They do have a day pass, or they have had day passes in the past. I'm not sure if they're going to do it this year, where you can just pay like 10 bucks to get in for the day. Portal Games will be there with a gigantic booth playing some crazy carts. We'll have 51st State, which I showed you on this show once before. We'll have Tides of Time, and there'll be maybe some secret stuff that we're going to show to news media. So, you know, there's opportunity there. Even if you don't play games per se, like that's not your thing, if you have a family, I really suggest if you're in the Columbus area, even close, I'm 4 hours away, if you're even that close, I would really highly suggest just going for a day. Drive over, get a family day pass. They have that, and it's like probably 20 bucks or $25 it used to be, to get your family in, a family of four. You can walk the hall, the kids, there's lots of vendors selling not just games, but toys, plushies, fake swords. There's like a whole area where you can get those foam swords and stuff and sword fight. Your kids can have a blast. They have a family fun pavilion where they have arts and crafts and stuff going on for kids. It's actually a really fun day, even if you're not interested in gaming. If you're just interested in general nerdy kind of geek culture, you like anime or whatever, there'll be something there for you, and it's totally worth checking out, because you might find out that you actually really enjoy the crowd of people. There'll be people there in cosplay, just like you know, San Diego's big for the cosplay stuff. It's actually a good destination trip for a day or two. If you're going and you're just now deciding to go, you're probably not gonna get a hotel downtown Columbus. It's gonna be sold out, but you can probably stay pretty close and drive in each day. There's a huge parking lot that's like $10 a day or something. Lots of amazing food right around the convention center, so it's a good time. And if nothing else, you can come see me and hang out and say hi. And maybe I'll bring a stack of postcards. I don't know. We'll do something if you come say, you know, hey Chevy, I love the shed. Okay, we'll do something. But that's really all I wanted to talk about. I would love to hear any questions that you have about gaming conventions or general gaming. Put that in the comments, please. If you want to know anything about a specific show, I do Board Game Geek, I do Origins, Gen Con, many different vendor shows or distributor shows like ACD and Alliance and GTS. I've done small local shows, so if you have any questions about any particular convention, put that in the comments below. If I don't know about that specific convention, I guarantee you I know somebody who does. If there's a person in the board game industry, I know them, and I can get you in contact with them, and they can help you figure out whatever it is you want to know. So please, 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 questions go in the comments. Don't forget, thumbs me while you're down there. subscribe and share the video with your friends. I took a course this week on analytics, and I've been looking at the Google Analytics, and I like what I'm seeing because you guys are awesome. You've been sharing videos, and that means the world to me. That's like an internet hug. Like every time somebody hits a share button, and puts one of my videos out there, I get like an internet hug. It makes me feel good. Thank you guys. That's all I got for today. Much more on the plans for the show tomorrow, episode 60. Ask me some questions for tomorrow and I'll answer them. Put those in the comments below. Anything. I mean, seriously, anything. You can ask me anything. Catch you guys tomorrow.
Hey, Doc, wait. I want to ask you something.
Today's random fact comes from Goodreads.com. Who wrote the children's book Cinderella? I'm going to destroy this name because it's French. Charles Perrault? Perrault? Was a French author who laid foundations for a new literary genre, the fairy tale, and whose best-known tales, offered as if they were pre-existing folk tales, include Little Red Riding Hood, Sleeping Beauty, Puss in Boots, Cinderella, Bluebeard, Hop O' My Thumb, Diamonds and Toads, Patient Griselda, dot, dot, dot. I'm assuming there's more. I've never heard of Bluebeard or Hop O' My Thumb. Somebody tell me something about those. Down there in the comments, please. I know nothing about that. Tell me how to pronounce his name, too. Perrault? Perrault? I don't know.